Amid disagreements with Russia over such issues as a European missile shield and its role in Iran, the Bush administration is telling Congress the deal will help counter nuclear proliferation, help long-term U.S. energy needs, and create a climate for greater U.S.-Russian nuclear energy cooperation and trade. These and other positive points form the basis of acting under Secretary of State John Rood's testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Both countries, said Rood, agree on diplomatic efforts to ensure Iran does not obtain nuclear weapons and the need for Iran to suspend sensitive activities under United Nations Security Council resolutions. The Bush administration is pursuing a dual-track strategy combining pressure on Iran with negotiations and incentives. At the same time, President Bush continues to stress, as he did most recently during a visit to Germany, that military options remain on the table. Lawmakers are wary about committing to an agreement with Russia while questions remain about Russian-Iranian cooperation. Questions focused on what Russia has done and will do to help the United States and partners break the standoff with Iran over its uranium enrichment activities. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, a Democrat, asked Rood about President Bush's latest remark on military options.
To continue to say, but I'm going to always have the military option should I need it, sort of put the thing on the diplomatic option as being a first choice.
Well, I think our view on that is that you cannot take the military option out of your toolkit. That will always remain an option and should, for not only this president, but any future president will always, we think, should retain that option.
Rood's statement that Russian steps regarding Iran's Bushehr nuclear site, including an agreement to take back spent nuclear fuel, did not impress proliferation expert Henry Sikulski.
You can make many, many bombs worth of material from Bushehr and seize that material for chemical reprocessing and have a bomb in about 10 days, and you would have lots of good material.
Sikulski says the U.S. should insist on suspension of operations at Bushehr as a condition, saying Washington has no assurance Iran will not divert fresh or spent fuel to make fuel for nuclear weapons at declared nuclear plants. Robert Einhorn of the Center for Strategic and International Studies believes the Russian steps regarding Bushehr and Moscow's cooperation on U.N. resolutions are positive results of the U.S.-Russia deal. But he adds the United States needs to continue to exercise what he calls leverage with Moscow.
I think it is important to try to incentivize Russia to be more helpful in general, diplomatically and otherwise, to prevent Iran from acquiring an enrichment program. And perhaps the Congress would decide to require the president to report annually on the extent to which Russia is being supportive of efforts in the Security Council and outside the Security Council to pressure Iran to suspend its enrichment program.
Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a California Republican, has this recommendation.
We in Congress can insist that any of the implementation of the 123 agreement be made with technology that will not produce more material that can be turned into bombs. Namely plutonium. We have that technological alternative. If we act upon it legislatively, this agreement could turn out to be a very positive thing for us.
Lawmakers' comments Thursday made clear there's substantial concern about proceeding before a new U.S. president takes office. Republican Joe Wilson and Democrat David Scott.
Wouldn't it be better to wait 6 months or even a year to see if assurances are actually implemented? What would be the downside of waiting for a reasonable period of time?
I'm very much concerned when we haven't had good experience with Russia cooperating before. And I am just wary of giving the store to them when all the evidence points that I think our kindness will be taken advantage of just as it has been done in the past.
Among the questions lawmakers will have to answer, says House Foreign Affairs Chairman Howard Berman, is whether the U.S. will have more leverage over Russian policies and its behavior toward Iran by implementing the agreement or by delaying it or insisting on presidential certifications regarding Russian behavior. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.